This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for joining us in the fiqh class. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss a very important issue of fiqh, which is interest, riba. We started with the definition yesterday, and today we will discuss this issue in details, inshallah. Now, a riba, as we said, it is increment, and it is prohibited in Islam. It is one of the major sins. The Prophet ﷺ said, اجتنبوا سبع الموبقات, avoid the seven major sins. And he mentioned one of them, riba. And actually, it's very destructive sin. I mean, even the major sins, there are differences. Like one of them is greater than the other. A riba is a great sin. The Prophet ﷺ in one hadith narrated by Al-Hakim, he said that a riba is 36 degrees. The lowest of them is like fornicating with your mother in Al-Kaaba. Zina is a major sin. But to commit zina with a relative, this is a greater sin. And to commit zina with your own mother, and to commit this sin in Al-Kaaba, and this is not the greatest thing equivalent to riba. This is the least level of riba. Now, and in the Quran, it is the only sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatened with punishment of war. Those who deal with interest, they will fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. That's what Allah said. If you don't give up interest, then be informed that there will be a fight from Allah and His Messenger. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said about this ayah, on the day of judgment, the man who deals with interest, he will be given a sword. And he will be told, be ready, because you are going to fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's interest. And actually, before I forget, you have assignment for today. It is due on Friday, inshallah. Friday, it's due after tomorrow. Your assignment is to write one paper, only one page, about interest. Why it is haram? Answer this question only. Why do you think interest is haram? I mean, we are in a society where they deal with interest. Interest is a pillar in this society. Why? Why we say it is haram and they cannot give it up? So I need you to write one page about interest. It is due Friday, inshallah, evening, by 9 p.m. Friday evening. Okay. We have two types of interest. Now, before I mention this, in English, is there a difference between interest and usury? Linguistically. Now, in practice, I believe there is, because when they tell you this is usury, they mean a negative thing. But when they tell you this is interest, it's okay, right? So, but in linguistically, is there any difference between usury and interest? No? Okay, then we'll alternate between them. Interest or usury, because for us as Muslims, it's the same. We have two types, yes.
In English, when you say interest, they include dividends and profits. And they use the word interest.
They include profits?
Profit, dividends.
Usually interest, they consider it profit, but that specific profit, the profit that you get from the increment of... Okay. We have two types of interest. The first type, of course, interest in Arabic means what? And I want you to know the Arabic terms. Riba. Because it's mentioned in the Quran, you read it, so you need to know it. Riba. The first type of interest or riba is riba al-fadl. Riba al-fadl. Riba al-fadl. What do you mean by riba al-fadl? Riba al-fadl means usury of superiority. I could not find a better word. I looked through many alternative words. Fadl in Arabic, when you have something better than another thing. So that's the usury of the superiority of that thing over the other thing, that commodity, that merchandise over the other one. That's what we mean by usury of superiority. Quality, it's synonymous, but I think this is better. Quality sometimes is not the issue. Yeah, in dates there is a quality. Sometimes the make of it is the different, not the quality. It could be, I mean, as I told you, you just need to know the name. And I will use from now on the Arabic term. Riba al-Fadl, you know what I mean. A better type. The second type, riba al-Nasi'ah. Riba al-Nasi'ah. Nasi'ah is mentioned in the Quran. إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ in Surah At-Tawbah. The Arab in the Jahiliyyah, what did they do? They used to change the dates of the month. So they used to delay them. That's where the word came from. Nasa means delaying. So how? What do you mean by this in riba, in fiqh? Nasa means when you delay the payment with increment. It's taken from the linguistic meaning. Nasa means delaying. Usury of increment. So we have two types of usury. Riba al-Fadl and Riba al-Nasi'ah. We'll start with Riba al-Fadl. Riba al-Fadl. The definition of Riba al-Fadl, maybe now it will be easier for you to break it down. But I need you to know also the first definition that we took yesterday. Riba al-Fadl, to exchange gold, silver, or food with the same type but different weight due to the difference of quality. What do you mean by that? First of all, what are the types that are subject to riba? We have three types: food, gold, and silver. Only these types, there is riba in them. So, do we have riba in coke? No. Why? It is food. It is beverage, right? Right? Okay. That's why you need to know the types. Three types: food, gold, and silver. Actually, it's excluded. It's not food. They differ in the Shafi'i. They differ between food and drink.
Gold and silver.
Yes, we're coming. No questions now. I need you to know. You knew now the definition. You knew that there are three types of riba: gold, silver, and food. What do we mean by that? You have 10 grams of gold, 14 carat. You want to exchange it with 21 carat of gold. Now, which one is more expensive, 21 or 14 carat? 21. So if you have 10 grams of 14, usually you will exchange it with how many grams of 21 carat? 8 or 7? Right? Because we said that 21 is more expensive. So you will not trade it with the same grams. That's riba. That's riba al-fadl. That's riba al-fadl. Why? Because you are exchanging the same type, which is gold. You are exchanging gold with gold, different weight because of the difference in quality. That is riba. What should you do? You give 10 grams of gold, you get 10 grams of gold. Well, that's more expensive and this is cheap. In Islam, this is riba. What do? pay for it. Sell the 14 carat, you get the cash, and then you get that necklace, that whatever you want, that 10 grams of 21 carat of gold. What's the evidence that this is forbidden? Why riba is forbidden? What's the evidence? Allah says interest is forbidden, right? Does that include gold?
That's general.
General. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah. He specified where. That's what I'm looking for. Where? Hadith. Okay, I have 40,000 hadith here in one book. Could you get it for me? Where? What's the evidence? Now you need to know the evidence. Why interest is haram? I mean, what's the evidence that it is haram? This type, what we talked about, is haram. This is the hadith. Don't tell me you'll write it, because it's in Al-Bukhari. I mean, it's famous hadith. Hadith Ubadah ibn Samit. If you don't have it, you want to write it, that's fine, write it down. But this is the essence of forbidding riba al-fadl. This is the essence of forbidding the interest or the usury of quality, usury of superiority, whatever you want to call it. We will call it riba al-fadl. Look what the Prophet ﷺ said. The selling of gold for gold is riba, is usury. Now look here, this is interesting. Look at me. This is interesting. Why? Allah says in the Quran, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ. Allah made selling lawful. Here the Prophet ﷺ telling you, selling of gold for gold is unlawful. So that's the essence. Which means, usually if you sell gold for gold, it is what? Interest. So you have to be careful. Except. So in general, selling is halal or haram? In general. Selling is halal. In general, gold for gold is halal or haram? Haram in general. Okay, you see the difference here? The selling of gold for gold is riba, is usury, except if the exchange is from hand to hand. What do you mean by from hand to hand? Does my hand have to touch your hand? No. What does that mean? Ijab wa qabul. So I tell you, I accept, and you tell me, I sell, and you give me the gold, and I tell you, I'll give you the gold next month. Direct. That's what I'm looking for. Direct. Immediate. That's what the Prophet ﷺ meant by hand to hand. Immediate. Okay? And equal in amount. الذهب بالذهب ربا. إلا يدا بيد مثلا بمثل. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. It has to be equal. 10 grams, you get 10 grams. 15, 15. 100, 100. And equal in amount and similarly. The selling of wheat for wheat is riba. Similarly, selling of wheat. So now we have riba, we have gold. Now we have wheat. Selling of wheat for wheat is riba, unless it is from hand to hand and equal in amount. And selling of barley, sha'ir, for barley is usury, unless it is from hand to hand and equal in amount. And dates for dates is usury. Similarly, dates for dates. Unless it is from hand to hand and equal in amount. How many types we have here? Four. Actually, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned how many types? Six. There are two types missing here. Silver, of course. Gold and silver. What else? Salt. Salt. So we have wheat, barley, dates, salt. Why? Why didn't the Prophet ﷺ say food for food is riba? Yes. Those things were traded for value. Salt, sometimes, yeah. Not in Arabia, but sometimes I agree. What about barley? Barley was not exchanged.
This was the basic necessity.
Basic necessity of the... Yes. The general, watch out what you're saying. General is allowed, which means any type other than those of food is permissible. Two apples for a better apple, bigger apple. Is that permissible or not? According to what you said, it is permissible, right? Well, actually, it's a matter of, it's an issue, debatable issue. But in the Shafi'i school of thought, of course, and that's the most accurate opinion, all types of food is riba. As I said before, food, all types of food. They said, this is the eloquence of the Messenger of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He mentioned salt, because salt is what? Is it essential part of your food? No. It's a condiment. Right? Some people, they don't use salt at all. Yes or no? Yes. So it's not essential. What's essential, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned? Wheat. Wheat is essential. And barley for some people. What about dates? Dates is considered the type of what? Fruit. So the Prophet ﷺ gave you all types of food. Other scholars said no. The Prophet ﷺ was just able to say simply all food. Gold, silver and food. That's why some schools of thought, they don't see two apples for one apple is riba. But in the Shafi'i school of thought, they say any type of food is what? Riba. Which means, can I tell you, I give you my meal, which is 2 pounds of chicken, steak, for your meal, which is 1 pound of beans and shrimp. Is that permissible or not? Permissible? No, it's not permissible. We just said it is food. Can you exchange food with different amount? No, you cannot. Is this understood or not? Six types or three types in brief. Food, silver and gold.
Would the same type but different?
Okay, like what?
The example you just
used. That's riba.
Different type. It's not the same type. It's not beef for beef.
Oh, different type, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, different type.
It's beef for steak for
beef. Yeah, exactly. If you have 2 pounds of steak for 1 pound of chicken. Is this permissible or not? Yes, it is. I said no, right? I'm sorry, I was wrong. Yeah. Why? Because they are different. But if I tell you 2 pounds of steak, I don't know what are the types of steak.
Prime rib
for 1 pound of steak of... whatever. Is this permissible?
No.
2 pounds of salt, iodized or whatever, for 1 pound of salt, extra crystal salt, is this permissible? No. This is not permissible in all schools of thought. Is this clear? Another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, do not sell gold for gold unless equal in weight, nor silver for silver unless equal in weight. But you could sell gold for silver or silver for gold as you like. As you like, if it was, there is a continuation for this hadith, if it was what? Hand for hand. Okay? Another example. I have a lunch. Steak with sauce, with whatever. You are full. Or you are hungry, I'm full. I have this lunch. I tell you, I'll give it to you and you give me your dinner, which will be shrimp. Is this permissible? It's not hand for hand. This is not permissible. Okay? Now, we have two conditions to exchange these things. Otherwise, it will be what? Riba. If you want to exchange gold for gold, silver for silver, or for food for food, it has to be equivalent in the amount. This is the first condition. The second condition, it has to be immediate. Now, another hadith, I did not mention it, I forgot. When the Prophet ﷺ sent a man to Khaybar, and that man came to him with dates, very good dates. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, that's a good type of dates. Is the dates of Khaybar all like this one? The man said, no, O Messenger of Allah, we have to sell 2 pounds of less quality dates to get 1 pound of this dates. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? Aynu riba, that's the riba, that's the exact riba. Don't do that. The Prophet ﷺ guided him to do what? To sell the 2 pounds, to get the money and then purchase the better one. So these are the two conditions in exchanging these types. Gold for gold, it has to be the same weight, the same weight at the same time. Date for date, the same thing. Now, is this permissible? I have 15-inch Dell laptop and I want to exchange it with Acer laptop, AMD. But it's a smaller screen, 10-inch. Why? It has to be from the same type. Can I give you this and take yours? This is Vio.
No, you can't do it.
You can't?
Because it's the same thing. And as long as you can read it,
you can't do it.
Because, yeah, quality doesn't
matter. Can I or can't I?
You can.
I can. Why?
Because it just has to be the same thing.
The same thing what? It has to be a
laptop?
Can I give you this camera?
For the laptop?
Yeah, $5,000 camera. Why? Is this interest? It's not. It's not interest. It's not. Is it gold? Is it silver? Otherwise, most of the transactions are riba. That's why I told you three types. You need to know three types. Is it? Another question, is it permissible to exchange 2 Nissan Altima cars for 1 Hammer 3? Why? 2 for 1? It's not riba, okay? This is not riba. Is this clear? You know now what is riba and what is not riba. Can you exchange 2 cell phones? Bad quality for 1 cell phone, good quality? Can you exchange this laptop with $100 for another laptop? Yes or no? Yes, you can. car with money for another car. Okay. 1 pound of dates, less quality, with $5 for half pound of dates, better quality. Is it riba or not? 1 pound of less quality of dates with $5 for half pound of better quality of dates. You are exchanging 1 pound and money for another. Why? Why can't I? Yeah. So you are exchanging dates with dates with different, with different weight or quantity. Yes. It has to be the same. Okay. Now what's the reason behind the forbidden seer? If you have good quality, you will manipulate the market, right? And if you have bad quality, I mean, no one will take from you, and it will be cheaper and cheaper. By this, Islam guaranteed justice for everybody. Okay, Islam does not look only for the poor or the rich. Islam looks for both. Islam tells you, you sell it, and then you purchase that thing. Many people don't conceive this. Regardless, it is forbidden. That's exactly what the Messenger ﷺ said. It is riba. Most of women, unfortunately, they do that. They go to the jeweler and they give him old gold. They exchange it for new gold for less amount. Like they enter with 150 grams and they leave with 100 grams. Is this permissible? I remember, is Olivia there? What happened to her gold? Okay? It's really important. You need to teach people. What should they do? Yes?
So if they have 150 grams of gold, they should have and give them how much it's worth. So say it's worth $100.
Exactly. You take the money. Now what they do, usually you go to the merchant and he says, yes, okay, I will purchase it. You don't get the money. He purchased it, he told you that's the amount, and then with that amount he calculates that's not helpful. You have to get the money. Okay? Because the transaction did not happen yet. He would not sell it to you or purchase your old gold if he did not know that you will purchase a new gold. Many people do that. Right? I mean, why should I purchase old gold unless you are purchasing from me new gold? So you need to finalize the transaction first. Yes.
So he says, okay, I will give you store credit. Then he gives you a receipt for the amount of store credit.
Yes.
Then I say, okay, I want to use my store credit to make.
Yes. Can you transfer this store credit to a money, real money? Can you give it to another person and take from other person money? If you can, then it's just like finalizing the transaction, so it's okay. Yes, but if this gift card is not transferable, cannot be cashed, then no, because it's the same. That means he did not sell you, he did not purchase from you unless he knows that you will buy from him. Okay? Again, why? Why is this loop? I mean, many women, when you tell them, they say, why I have to take the money, and then it's the same. Isn't it the same? What do you think? It's not the same. Now, imagine if you cannot get the money, you have to exchange. What will happen? The old gold will be much cheaper, and the new gold will be much expensive. You see, but when you sell your old gold, you guarantee that you get money. And you could leave. You leave and you purchase from another person. Otherwise, no one will purchase from you your old gold. They will take it from you because they know they could get a good deal from you. They could sell you the new gold. Okay? Is the matter of riba al-fadl clear? Is it clear? Yes. Can you keep the questions after the... Okay. Riba al-nasi'a. Now, this is the second type of riba, which is riba al-nasi'a. Riba al-nasi'a. What's riba al-nasi'a? The increment of money based on time. Okay? زيادة الثمن مقابل الأجل. That's what we say in Arabic. زيادة الثمن في مقابل الأجل. Like what? Hashim, he wanted to purchase this cell phone. So he gave, I told him it's $150. He gave me $50 and he said I'll pay you $100 later on. After 1 month, we agreed that after 1 month he will pay me. After 1 month, he did not pay me. So I tell him, the 100 became what? 120 or 125. This is what? This is riba al-nasi'a. Why? Because I increased the price based on time. Is this permissible? No. So we know the example. This is forbidden. That's riba al-nasi'a. Another example, which is the practiced one nowadays, the common one. You get 50 and you pay back how much? 75. If it's for 10 years, it becomes 85. 15 years, it becomes 100, right? This is what? In general, it is loan, it is qard. The Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّ قَرْضٍ جَرَّ نَفْعًا فَهُوَ رِبًا. Any loan that, how to translate it? Any loan that generates a benefit is riba. كُلُّ قَرْضٍ جَرَّ نَفْعًا فَهُوَ رِبًا. Why? You pay a loan, or you get a loan, you pay it back the same thing. Again, why? Why? It's my money and I helped you. Shouldn't you help me as well? I mean, I paid you 50, so you should pay me 60. Why not? What do you think? Hello? Yes. You are? No, why not? Why perpetually? No, I'm...
She said if you do that, it's harder on the person to pay you back.
Harder on the person to pay it back. What if it was a small amount? I'm not charging much, 1%. You take $100, you give it back 101. I mean, if you could pay 100, you cannot pay 101. Now, is it forbidden even if it's 1%? Is it forbidden? Why? What's the evidence? That's about alcohol. You diverted this to interest?
The same hadith you just quoted to us about law, I think you claimed everything here.
What?
That if there's an increase in the law,
that's not hadith. That's definition. That's what scholars define the... they said, riba al-nasi'a is the increment of money based on time. What hadith I quoted? Okay, yeah, that's a hadith. That's correct. Yes, that's an evidence. And... is it riba or not? Is it increment or not? It is. So if it is, it's... yes. You take advantage of people's need, of course. Again, this is your job. I want you to find out these reasons. I know, but I want you to find out the reasons why riba is haram. Especially here, many people ask you, oh, you Muslims... they think that you don't understand business and this is essential in economy. Actually, it's not essential or nothing. It's crap. Because with interest... ask any person, businessman or CEO or whatever. Tell him, give me the perfect plan, 5 years, 10 years plan, where you will eliminate poverty or you will achieve justice. They cannot do that. It's total injustice. Islam tells you, you paid 50, you get back 50. You give 50, you get back 50. You don't give 50 and you get back 70. If you want to do that, there is another way. You become a partner. So you share in the loss and profit. Because again, if you take a loan, 50, with interest, and you lost, do I share you in the loss? Do you come and say, you look, I took from you 50, but I cannot pay you 60 back because I lost. I'll pay you only 40. Of course not. I'll tell you, I don't care. And that's exactly what the banks are doing. Unfortunately, the banks, they could do lots of things. They could be the most powerful tool in building the society. But actually, they are destroying. Why? Because they only make money over money. They don't invest in projects. Yes, they may give like charities 1/10 of percentile maybe they give. But they don't really contribute. They don't partner with people. Unlike Islamic banks. You come to the bank, you don't have money, but you have a project. They are convinced that this is a successful project. They are partners with you. This will come in companies because this is one type of companies. You do your effort and they supply you with money. You share the profit and you share the loss. Because at the end, you don't want to lose. You will lose your job. You lose your effort that you did. That's why in Islam, it cares about both parties, not only you, not only them. Because if I have money and I charge interest, why even I need to work? Okay, so this is riba nasi'ah. Those are the two types of riba that are forbidden. Now let's try to apply to our life, like the most common question, mortgage. Is it haram or halal? What is mortgage, basically? Loan. Right. It's loan, correct? You pay 50, you get 50,000 or 100,000, how much you pay back? No, not 125. Actually, it's adjustable. Within 30 years, if you calculate it, if you take 100,000, I believe you'll pay interest 120,000 almost. So you pay back $220,000 almost. It's adjustable rate, 30 years. That's exactly almost what you pay. You get 100,000, you pay back 220,000. Now let's say it's 150,000. Is this haram or halal? Why? Mortgage. Is it haram or halal? Haram? Why? No, I need to build the house. Why you prevent me from going to the bank to get a loan to build my house? I take a loan, 50,000, and I pay it back, 60,000. This is increment in the loan, and it is what? It is haram, it is riba. It is haram. So what about people who, I mean, how many people do you know they have a mortgage? Many people are doing it, or few people, or what? What do you think? No, Muslims. I'm talking about Muslims now. Like some other kind of what? Now, why it is haram again? Even those who say it is not haram, they don't actually say it is not haram. They say it is necessity. No one argues it's riba. It's riba, but they say, in the time of necessity, you need to do it. That's another issue. Actually, it's much easier to say it is riba, but I will do it, than say it is halal. When you commit a sin and you say this is sin, it's much easier than you say it's not a sin. Okay? Anyway, then what's the difference? What about auto loan? Why it's sophisticated? It's okay, you go to the dealership, you want to purchase a car, $30,000, but you don't have cash, $30,000. You tell them, I will pay you in 4 years the amount, and they tell you it is $35,000. Is this halal or haram? You go to a dealership, you want to purchase a car, they tell you it is for $30,000 cash. Installment, $35,000 or $40,000. So you say, I will purchase it installment, I don't have cash. So it is $40,000.
It does not increase in the past of time.
What, online, okay, what online says? Baziga says it is haram. Who agrees with the falsehood of Baziga in this matter? You agree? Why it is haram?
It's a loan.
It's a loan. Is it a loan? What's the difference now?
No, it's safe. It's a...
Exactly. That's the different thing about it. Yes, it is different amount, but this difference was based on time or the type of selling. The type of selling. And here you did not take a loan. What happened? You took what? You took the car. You took the car. Now, can I tell you, I will sell this pen for $10, and you tell me, oh, I don't have $10. Give it to me and I'll pay you tomorrow. I'll tell you, if you come tomorrow, it will be 12. Is this halal or haram? Halal. I need the money now. You tell me tomorrow I'll increase the price. Am I free to increase the price or not?
Yes,
I am. Yes, I am. See the difference, Baziga? There is a problem. Go ahead.
With the example that you gave, what usually happens in America?
What usually happens?
Is that the dealer?
The dealer
is the owner of the car. They will. They will have a finance company give you the money so that they can buy the car from themselves.
Okay, again, you go to a dealership, you want to purchase the car for $30,000, but you don't have cash. They tell you, you go to the bank and you will take the loan, right? So what happens here? The bank purchases the car from the dealership and sells it to you, right? Yeah, that's halal. Yeah. Can I go? I am a big businessman. I have $2 million. Inshallah. And I know you need a house. And that house, it is $50,000. I go to that house and I purchase it for $60,000. And I tell you, go ahead. This is the house. You pay me $60,000 installment. Is there anything wrong with this? No. Actually, that's the Islamic solution. Now, what's the solution? Many people, and this is very important, as a student of knowledge, you cannot just tell people haram, haram. You need to provide them with alternative. What's the use if everything is haram? Remember, the basis is it is halal. All the transactions should be halal unless it is stated that it is haram. The solution here, you go to the bank, you tell the bank, you purchase the house. Instead of giving me loan, you purchase the house and you resell the house for me. But the banks don't do that. Islamic banks, that's what they do. Here they tell you it's on your own. It's the money. That's what we care about, our money. See, when they purchase the house, now they own the house. And then they resell it to you. So you did not really take a loan. What you took is a merchandise. You took is property. And this property, it's the property of the seller. He's free to sell it for $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. See? The solution is easy, but unfortunately, many people... I don't blame the banks, actually. The banks, they want to make money. I believe if there is an Islamic company established here in the United States, it will be one of the richest companies. Because most Muslims will go there. Many what? Yeah, but they deal mostly with mortgage only. You could do lots of things. Even this, I mean, even laptops, anything, cars. Okay. I hope you understood exactly the issue of interest. Is there any question? Now we'll open the floor for questions about riba. Do you have any questions? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Making charges and extra charges. If I exchange my gold for his gold, he buys my gold, charging me for making charges, as well as he charges for making the charges, including the gold of the new jewelry I'm buying.
I did not get it. I mean, he charges you for the charges that you are selling the gold? I did not get it, really. Your question, Arshia, when you sell the gold, I mean, each gram is like $15 worth, okay? You have 10 grams, this is $150. You go and you tell him, I want to sell this gold. What does he say? He says, I will purchase it for $150, but there is a charge. What? I don't understand, what's the charge? What's the type of the charge? Fine, okay. Any other question?
Yeah, there's something else. He said, why would anyone trade the exact amount of gold for the same amount? What was the point of it? Like if you trade 10 grams of 15 karat gold for cash and then use the cash to buy 5 grams of 30 karat gold, is this halal? But if you make the trade correctly, meaning gold for gold, then this is haram. What's the difference? You need, if you take one and you use cash in the middle and then you
yes.
Zuhair,
I believe I told you, I already answered this question. As I said, if you cannot sell your low quality merchandise, that means it will be much cheaper if you will exchange it directly. And the high quality, it will be much more expensive. That's why Islam told you, you sell it first. You make the trade first. You sell this low quality, you get the money, and then you purchase whatever you want. I think I already mentioned that. And this is part of your homework, I believe. You find out. I mean, you'll find interesting things. Go ahead.
Could you explain a little more the hand-to-hand?
Hand-to-hand. I mean, you cannot give me 10 grams of gold and tell me I will take from you 50 grams of silver after 1 month. Or 10 grams of gold after 1 month. Why? It has to be done immediately. Okay, that's the meaning of hand to hand. Yes. Okay. You're allowed to do what?
You're allowed to pay them $40,000 for 4 years because the dealer owns the car?
Yeah, now when the dealer owns the car, I mean, whatever price they say, you can purchase it for. Because if it's 30 or 40, you did not get money and pay extra money. What did you do? The price was changed based on your ability to pay back. Not to pay back, to purchase. Okay, and this is permissible. Is the dealer allowed to change the amount over time? No. If he changes the amount over time, then it becomes what? Riba nasi'ah. However, sometimes they tell you there is a charge, like fixed charge, whether it is 1 month, 10 months, it is the same, like one time, or that's not like you are delayed 1 month, so it is 3%. You are delayed 5 months, then it is 6%. That's riba, still riba. And you cannot do that. Is la riba halal? I'm really not sure. I'm still studying because I hear the contradicting statements about it. So I'm not sure. I hear that what they do is really interesting thing. They become like partners with you. So you are renting with them. You rent this house from them. They own the house. This is the first step. They own the house. Or actually they don't own the house. They go in partnership with you. They have very high amount and shares, like 95%, you pay down the 5%, and then the more you pay, the more share you have and the less share they have. If that's the case, it is still okay, but I'm not sure. I mean, I cannot give you really an answer. I mean, now it is your job. You can find out if it's halal or haram. You apply the rules and you find it, if it's halal or haram. Yes. Yes, increase in price is not haram. I mean, I'm free to sell this for 10, 15, 20, and I'm free also when you come to me and you tell me, I'll pay you right now. It's not like when you tell me, I'll pay you 5 payments, and there is 4 months apart in every payment. I mean, it's not the same. So it is permissible. Are you allowed to make 100% profit? That's an interesting question.
Why not?
No? Why? How about making 1,000% profit?
Definitely.
It is permissible. What's the evidence?
There's nothing to prohibit it.
Very good. Nothing to prohibit it. In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, a caravan came. There was a drought. There was, I mean, very difficult situation in Medina. And there is a caravan. We're still in session. As Amna, we're still in session, please. There is a caravan came for Uthman with all goods and all types of things. Merchants came to Uthman radiallahu anhu, and they said, we purchase everything you have twice the price you paid. This is how much? 200% profit. He said, no. They said, 3 times. He said, no. 300%. 5 times, 500%. He said, no. Until they reached 7 times. Negotiating with Uthman, radiallahu anhu. 7 times, 700%. He said, no. He said, there is someone who paid me more. They said, we just came and the caravan just came. He said, it is free for the people. Allah paid me 10 times more. They said, if it was not permissible, he would not have said that, and the merchants would not have negotiated with him. You are allowed to make as much profit as you want. Yes. Yeah, this hadith, كل قرض جرى نفعا فهو ربا. This is only one hadith. There are many. In general, what is riba? Riba is increment. So you get money and you pay money, that's increment. So that's haram by the Quran, by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, do not eat up riba. أضعافا مضاعفة. That's an evidence. The hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, كل قرض, every loan that generates benefit, فهو ربا. Actually, this hadith does not pertain to money only. I gave you a loan, $50,000. And I told you, I want only $50,000. But next day, I come to you, and I tell you, I need a ride. Had it not been for the loan, you would not have given me a ride. Is this permissible? No, this is considered riba. Why? Because it's a benefit that you're getting by giving the loan. So that's not exclusive for the riba only. Riba al-nasi'a, it's forbidden. There are many evidences. Yes.
Even the Sahabas, they would not, if they have to take a loan from someone, they would not even take a glass of water.
Yeah, you avoid it. You avoid everything. That's the last question. Who's asking this question? Yeah. Zuhair, were you with us in the session? Because I said mortgage, you are getting a loan. You are getting $100,000 and you are paying back $120,000. But installment, you are purchasing commodity. You are purchasing something, property, just like you are purchasing this laptop, just like you are purchasing anything. Okay. We will stop here, inshallah. We'll have a break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.